Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by GunCorp. If you want to make millions of Americans angry simultaneously, then this might be how to do it. Make a swooping generalization about them, their state, and their dessert preference. The people who made this list better have bodyguards. Slate.com decided to make a list of the unofficial desserts for all 50 states. The only rules were that each state had to have a different dessert, and no state could have apple pie since apple pie is the all-American dessert. A few of the picks, clearly no-brainers. Florida gets key lime pie. Georgia has the peach cobbler. Massachusetts gets the Boston cream pie, which, by the way, is not a pie, it's cake. And New York has cheesecake. But a lot of states got desserts that seem like a real stretch. For instance, Arkansas got red velvet cake, even though it was invented in New York. Since it's red and white, it's the same colors of the University of Arkansas. Montana got s'mores because they have hiking destinations that include, quote, part of Yellowstone. And Alaska got, of course, baked Alaska, even though it wasn't invented in Alaska or even by someone who had ever been there. How about Texas? Well, this one was kind of a no-brainer. It was the pecan pie. The pecan tree is Texas' official state tree. The native pecan is Texas' official state nut. And San Saba, Texas is the self-proclaimed pecan capital of the world. It's no surprise that the Texas House of Representatives recently named the pecan pie as the official state pie. Texas has covered all its bases when it comes to pecans, and we gleefully allow everybody else to have it around Thanksgiving for dessert. So, really, giving it to any other state would just be wrong-headed, and I think, by definition, would be messing with Texas. And rest assured, it's pecan, not pecan. And that's my commentary brought to you by GunCorp. The gang at GunCorp have a new class that's going to happen this Friday. It's a free firearms workshop to teach you how to use a gun that's maybe new to you, maybe one that's been handed down to you, or you'd just like to get more familiar with it. To find out all the details on the free firearms workshop, just go to gun-corps.com. Gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.